service men and women, come along to Melody Roundup. Hi, you cowhands. This is another roundup of your favorite songs and scherzos from Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys. In the Beat Your Choppers department are those two gummers from Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner. Well, there's many a slip between the cup and the lip, so don't be surprised if you hear from a special guest as well, Cottonseed Clark. Right now, you hear music as only Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys can play it. Light it up, men!
Every time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry. And I can't forget her, though I try. All I do is hang my head and cry. Oh, I know not how to ease my mind. And she left the world of love behind. Every time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry. Gone, but each broken dream still lingers on, and my weary heart keeps asking why. All I do is hang my head and cry. Foolish pride, oh pride, what have you done? You have made me lose my only one. Now each time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry.
Well, mow my lawn and call it cut. Here they come now, Lum, Abner, and Cottonseed Clark. Two gay young blades and a dandelion.
Granny, which one is the dandelion?
That's two gay young bloods and a sack of bull dimes.
You heard the man. I'm the dandelion of the group.
You're a dandelion?
Why, certainly.
You're a dandy at lying. I know that. I don't know about...
Is your name Cottonseed Clark? Where did you get that name, Cottonseed?
Boys, that's the long... You know, I think I got that name from my old Aunt Sophie. I used to, when I was a little kid, stuff cotton seeds in my ears and nose. It'd take them days to get them out.
Did they sprout? You might be good for around a bale and a half an acre, you know.
Must have been short of land down there. I guess they just planted the dirtiest spot they could find.
Them ears of his look like he's dragging two cotton sacks behind him now, don't they? Well, let's get some music started. Sit down, Cottonseed. You're twisting and squirming worse than a feller's being pestered by a wasp. What's wrong with you? It's out that way. Let us get started with the music here. What's the next
thing? Here's a request here from Private First Class J.W. Sutherland and Corporal H.M. Bolio, Sergeant W.J. McVeigh, and Private C.J. Allen. They want When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
That's a fine song.
Oh, it's a beautiful number.
Fine old number.
Turns to Goldie who?
Gold again, Abner.
Gold again. I don't know. I know Goldie Bates over here.
Well, that's a different Goldie. This is Gold Again.
Well, turn it to Gold Again, then.
Memories that linger in my heart. Memories that make my heart grow cold. But someday they'll live again, sweetheart. And my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again. When the rain back within my arms to stay. The lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they live again, sweetheart, but my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Granny, that was uncommonly good.
Yes, it was. That was pretty, boy. That was pretty.
Yeah. Roy Acuff has played before somewhere.
Right? Yeah, he had, I believe.
Roy, come over here. I want you to meet Cottonseed Clark.
Oh, don't do it now. We ain't got time for no social gathering. Nobody wants to meet Cottonseed's in their right mind anyway.
Never mind, Roy.
Boys, I don't feel good tonight.
Ain't you feeling your level?
No, I got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
What in the world's the matter with you?
Oh, I was in the bathroom putting some toilet water on my hair, and the lid fell down and hit me right on the back of the neck.
I can see the bump right there.
Well, I do know. Huh.
Things like that happen.
Well, let's get on with the music in.
Using ours to frame Uncle Willie's picture.
Here's a letter from Private First Class James Broyles, Jr. at APO 43.
Well.
He's a loyal son of Texas, and he wants to hear My Home in San Antonio.
That's up close to Paris. Let's
build a home for him.
Yeah.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you are, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Traveled o'er the country on my merry way, been in crowds and felt I was alone. When I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo, someday she's going to be my very own. And we'll buy a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you are, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio.
Hi, Granny's Abner. I don't believe Cottonseed's met Roy Acuff. Roy, come over here and meet Cottonseed Clark.
Not now. Nobody wants to meet Cottonseed Clark. Go on back and play, Roy.
Why doesn't he want to meet me?
Well, ain't no use a waste of time. We got up here to put some music on for the boys. This ain't no social gathering. You ain't running for nothing, are you?
No, but that's a good
Your
idea.
Your kiss, Roy, and let it go at that. This don't have no handshaking and baby kissing going on here unless you give your planks.
Well, let's get down to some music then. What do you think we ought to be hearing?
I know one that Roy does pretty good.
Well, here's What's a that? Request, though. Let's get these requests
all right.
first.
Good, good, good.
Let's dedicate this one to Staff Sergeant Okie Ray at APO 565.
Okie Ray, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Somebody wrote in, didn't sign the name to the letter, and wanted us to dedicate it to him.
Oh, that kind of stuff going on, huh?
Yeah.
Sabotage.
He wants to hear The Great Speckled Bird. Just ain't no more hot air left in us, men, so we'll just remind you to keep those letters coming in for your special request. That their address on the mailbox out in front reads Melody Roundup, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
I've been wondering what that said on there.
It says.
So long from Lum.
And Abner.
And Cottonseed Clark.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.